Surai News, I'm Ding Lele. Exit polls show that confectionery tycoon Petro Poroshenko has won with an absolute majority in the Ukrainian presidential election. Three polls have given Poroshenko between 55 and 57% of the vote, while ahead of former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, who appears to be in second place with just over 12%. If these results are confirmed later today, there will be no need for runoff votes next month. About 35 million Ukrainians were eligible to vote on Sunday, and 34,000 polling stations were set up across the country, though not in Crimea. Opposition groups in the eastern regions of Donetsk and Luhansk also blocked the vote. France's ruling Socialist Party has received a sharp rebuke from voters as the country selects its members for the European Parliament. President François Hollande's party has received only 14 to 15% of vote, good for third place among French political parties. The far-right National Party has topped the balloting, taking upwards of 26% of the vote. France's Conservatives have taken around 20% of the vote, good for second place. Thai military leader Prayut Chan-o-cha is expected to receive a royal commanding appointing him the leader of the National Council for Peace and Order later today. He will deliver a speech on television talking about issues including an interim constitution and the setting up of the National Legislative Council. The ruling junta has warned people not to join street protests, saying normal democratic principles cannot be applied at the time. The general also defended the detention of dozens of politicians and activists, most of them associated with the government ousted in Thursday's military takeover. However, hundreds of protesters angrily confronted soldiers in central Bangkok on Sunday, defying the army's ban on gatherings. U.S. President Barack Obama has pledged to bring America's longest war to a responsible end by the end of the year. He made the promise during a surprise visit to Afghanistan. Obama is visiting American soldiers to mark Memorial Day weekend. His visit also comes at a time of transition for a country long mired in conflict. Obama is reportedly not planning to meet Hamid Karzai or the two leading presidential candidates Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai. Both of them have said that they would sign the controversial bilateral security agreement with the U.S. if they win the election. Warships participating in the China-Russia joint naval drill have returned to port in Shanghai after completing a combat drill in the East China Sea. Officials from the both sides have hailed the result of the drill as fruitful. China and Russia sent 14 warships, 15 aircrafts and 2 submarines to join the 3-day drill. China's Zhengzhou missile destroyer and Russia's Vayag missile cruiser will be open to citizens in Shanghai for visit today. China's Ministry of National Defense says Japanese military planes have intruded on the airspace of China-Russia naval exercises and carried out dangerous actions, seriously violating international laws. It says 2 Japanese airplanes intruded into the East China Sea Air Defense Identification Zone on Saturday morning to scout and interfere with the China-Russia naval drills. The ministry says Japan's actions could have easily caused a misunderstanding and even led to a mid-air incident. China has demanded Japan to respect the legitimate rights of Chinese and Russian navies and restrain the personnel concerned. Chinese police will start a year-long nationwide anti-terror operation. The Ministry of Public Security has asked police in Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region and in the rest of the country to cooperate and launch a strong and joint offensive against terrorism. Xinjiang police announced the start of the campaign on Friday. According to them, the campaign will last until June 2015. Police are urged to stop terrorists from striking again and prevent terrorists and religious extremists from spreading from Xinjiang to the rest of the country. At least 19 people have died and 7 others remain missing after downpours hit provinces in South China. 16 national or provincial highways were closed because of the downpours. Guangdong provincial authorities have activated an emergency response system and sent working teams and relief materials to affected areas. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Ding Lilu in Beijing.